The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. The Beth Messiah congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of scientific instruments.
Well, Dr. Sam here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Marshall Masters, who comes from the same city where I live, Santa Cruz, California, east of the area. And he has been concerned about the possibility of perhaps a solar flare creating problems here as far as the availability of electricity. But he's certainly done some extensive work on this, study on this, and I'm going to let him pick up his story, tell you how he got involved, what his concerns are, and what effect this could have on the life that we have lived, the comfortable life. Marshall, thank you so very much for being with us. You pick up the story.
Hello, Dr. Stan. Yes. Well, for me, this story began back in the 90s. I was doing business in Russia and flying from San Francisco to Moscow. And it was always December over and January back. And on the trip back, it was during the day. And I remember the first time I did it back in 93, it was just absolutely stunning. It was beautiful. I've never seen ice and snow like that. Grew up in Arizona. To me, snow was something you went to the convenience store and they put it in a cone with some syrup and bada bing. And here I am looking at this beautiful snow. And well, I was doing this through the 90s every year, and what I saw consistently winter after winter was that the polar ice was deteriorating. What would first been this beautiful expanse of white snow and blue ice and was now looking like the busted windshield of a wrecked car in a wrecking yard. And that was when I decided, okay, I'm going to believe my lying eyes. And so I started researching into weather change. At the time, it was global warming, and now we call it weather weirding. This led us through a path of finding causalities, and anthropomorphic causes are, that's man-made causes, are exacerbating what's happening, but the principal driver is solar. And this is what's happening with the sun. We have a sun right now that's very unusual, and if you remember back 4 or 5 years ago, all of the predictions by NASA and National Academy of Sciences and NOAA was for a very, very strong solar maximum. We didn't have that. It's been a somewhat double peak, but solar activity is down in general. Solar winds are down. Sunspot activity, for the most part, has been quiescent, which is contributing to the weather. But for us, it was, is this natural variability with the sun, or is the sun interacting with an interloper? And that was what led us to the, you know, Planet X. And we began researching that in late January of 2001, and towards the end of 2001, in January 2002, we published our first article on it. And we just put up a video called Planet X 101. And for those that are interested and curious, this is, it's a 1 hour documentary I've done, but it'll save you months of personal research. It just connects the dots and does the things you folks would normally do on their own. And so that's really, you know, what we're looking at right now is an object that's coming in. It's been predicted. It's been predicted in the Bible, but in many other sources and folklore. And the object has been observed. It's under observation. Our team has been observing one of the outermost orbitals, one of the small planets in orbit around it. It's a mini constellation with a brown dwarf at the center and planets and moons around it. It's very difficult to see it because it's shrouded by an iron dust cloud, which is a signature of these types of stars. So you don't really get to see it in visible light until it's fairly close in. Otherwise, it's at a distance, and at this point, it's on the other side of the sun. And it's moving from one end of the sun up to the other. We are slowly in our orbits merging with it. So people have been seeing it now. There have been a lot of YouTube videos, a lot of sightings. There's an awful lot of there's a kernel of really good ones, and then there's an awful lot of Me Too's or people just getting reflections with their cameras and thinking that they've imaged something. But the good stuff really just, when it does go up, it disappears pretty quickly because there is an active suppression on this information to keep people in the dark. And
well, now, wait a minute. Who is suppressing this information?
Governments, elites, the suppression really is, the efforts that we see, the disinformationalists that are tag teaming, they're running wolf packs. You see their tradecraft and how they do it. They come out of three principal areas. This is the city states, Washington and D.C., the Crown in London, and Vatican City in Rome.
Now, why, though, would they want to suppress information about this constellation? And then how soon is this going to be here? Is this something in the distant future? Is this something 50 years from now or 5 years from now or a year from now? What are we talking about?
We're talking near term. We're talking about us, I'd say, any time between, you know, the object is moving slowly. And so in my last, we did a video called Planet X Observations, Orbital path analysis, and what we're really saying there is this flyby is going to, at a bare minimum, be 3 years, could be as much as a decade. The object is in a very shallow inclined orbit, so it's difficult to determine, even though it's observed as to the, so this is something we're already seeing the effects of it right now. All right. All of the planets are being perturbed. Major weather systems on the gas giants. Venus has its orbit, its spin has changed a little bit. So there's quite a bit going on if you're seeing it. The reason for the suppression is the usual reason that's given, Doc, is people will panic and they'll get crazy and there'll be anarchy. I really don't buy that. We have a nation that in World War II, we fought a war in two theaters. We didn't get crazy. We just fought it and we won. So for me, it's Titanic rules.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Marshall.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372 or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom for the Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of the listeners who've supported us throughout the years and helped keep the radio stations going. I've had a chance to meet many of you face-to-face and enjoyed every minute of it. For two decades, I've worked hard to keep our service fast and our prices low, and will strive to keep going for another two. Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com have no commission salespeople, no free reports, and no complaints. Nobody here will call you when you sit down for dinner. There really is a difference. Call 1-800-951-0592 and find out for yourself. We look forward to serving you with years of experience. We know what we are doing and will make recommendations based on your personal situation. Call 1-800-951-0592 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning Marshall Masters, and he's talking about Planet X. And certainly I'm skeptical about this, but I'm open to having my mind change. I do know other responsible people who believe this is a real phenomenon. And this is a constellation moving. It's certainly in an entirely different orbit than the solar orbit of the planets around the sun. It's certainly moving and will be coming into proximity with us in the next couple of years. But of course, according to Marshall, this is responsible for the change in weather, and the information is being actively suppressed. You pick up the story as you mentioned it's being actively suppressed. I mean, how could they possibly hope to suppress this? And you say they're suppressing it because they fear there might be panic. Why should there be panic?
Well, that's exactly the right question. Why should there be panic? Panic is what happens when people get hit with something out of left field. The reason for the suppression is very simple. I call it Titanic rules. First class gets the boats. Steerage goes down with the ship. We are steerage. All right? If you're talking about a global catastrophe, then there's simply not enough resources for keeping everyone going. So if you know that you're going to have oceans coming out of their basins, you're going to have impact events, tidal waves, 60% of your global population is within 40 miles of the sea, right there and then. If these people do not know what's coming, then, well, Titanic rules your steerage. In other words, the first to fall are the last to know. And so that's really, it is an organized depopulation is one of the focuses of this. And they've already got their deep underground military bases. This information has been divulged by many different whistleblowers. There's a tremendous amount of active preparation. You know, just to ask you one simple question, why did our government just recently purchase 1.6 billion rounds of small arms ammunition? I mean, that's enough ammunition to reenact World War II, the entire war. Why is it that FEMA 3 is putting in huge surge orders for all kinds of supplies? On the West Coast, FEMA is putting in surge orders to man up 100 different 100-man units for 1,000. These are just medical units with full scrubs, water, the food, the whole thing. I thought it was interesting when I looked at these FEMA surge requests because they're looking for 11 million liters of packaged water. 3 million of that is extended life, which means they're anticipating something that's going to go on for quite some time. And a big thing that there are a lot of people that feel that what's driving that is right now Fukushima is a disaster that nobody in the world knows how to fix. It's that bad. It's the worst industrial accident ever, and it's only going to get worse. All it is one incident away from it really becoming bad. Now, on the 25th, there was a 7.1 hit offshore of Japan. They felt the shaking in Tokyo. They were sounding some low-level tsunami alerts. Something like that would be enough to hit Fukushima Daiichi, which is on it's in a very precarious situation, particularly number four. This spent fuel, the insulation around the rods has burned away. So if these rods touch each other, it turns into what would be like a white phosphorus fire. They can't put it out. But at this point, they're dumping raw radiological waste into the Pacific. And the official estimates are that within 6 years, the entire Pacific basin is going to be irradiated. All right. And that's going to have a lot of consequences. So for us living in Santa Cruz, well, it's nice to go to the beach, but you might not want to swim. And for the same reason, you know, people that are following it and understand have lost their appetite for sushi and sashimi, and that, for me, was miserable because I love sashimi. But on the other hand, it's turning into glow-in-the-dark food because we like these top predators chains. And so there's a lot of this information that's out there that if you go to the alternative sources, the reason why people don't know about it is that the mainstream media the networks particularly, are controlled by just a small handful of corporations now. And so, consequently, that's why we have this tabloid TV approach. I'm a former CNN science feature field producer. Well, CNN doesn't have a science department, hasn't for a decade. It just wasn't profitable, so they got rid of it because it's frankly, unfortunately, dead white female stories and political picadillos and such that moves credit cards and tampons. And that in the final analysis is what news is about today. How much product will it sell for the advertisers, period. But also it's a great way to just keep people distracted so they're really not paying attention to some of these other details. The people that are really following this topic are the people who have had a dream, vision, premonition, or an epiphany. There's other reasons. There's risk takers. These are the people that I really impress with them. These are people with money who do preparation, like they'll call me and they'll want to buy some books. They'll only ask one question, you know, what about this general area? I know it's a location. They'll say, like, I bought a missile silo and I'm going to fix it up. Tell me about this town. Like, okay, on a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 being ground zero and 10 being as good as it's going to get, you got like an 8 or a 9, and they say thank you, and they're on their way. These people are spending a tremendous amount of money, and they look at it as a threshold risk issue. In other words, how much information do you have to see before you take action? They're the rare people. Most people in the mainstream, they need smoking gun because when they look at a topic like this, they understand, they intuit immediately. This is going to take time, effort, a little bit of money, some preparation, and they really don't want to expend it, particularly when we have a stressed economy like we have now. And so they defer it. I mean, you know, read the story of Noah and the flood. You know, all those people that walked up to Noah and laughed at him, ridiculed him, you know, went up to his wife and said, hey, toots, your hubby is one short of a six-pack. His elevator's not going all the way to the top. Woo, woo, woo. And then they're saying, hey, Noah, why build your ark on the side of a hill? Build it down in the harbor. That way when your disaster doesn't happen, you could turn it into a casino and a hotel and clean up. Because that's the smart thing to do. But if the oceans are coming out of the basins, building on the side of a hill is a smart thing to do. Because if you're down in the bay, then what happens is that wave comes in hits you like hydraulic sandpaper and grinds you into pieces. But if you're inland and up on the side of a hill, by the time that wave has reached you, it's ebbed, expended a lot of energy, and at that point, it's just going to come up underneath the keel, lift you up, and draw you out. And that's how, that is the story of Noah and the flood. And it's also paralleled in another book, the Colburn Bible. There are many different deluge stories. So the point here is that there is, with information like this, if you haven't had a profound personal experience, you're not going to probably take action on it. But people who've had dreams and visions, premonitions, they have. I've talked to countless, more than I could even care to imagine over the years. And for them, they know what they know. They've experienced what they experience. And they take this seriously, and they follow it, and they plan, and they prepare. And they also plan and prepare for others to help others. I've really come to love these people because, to me, I've never met one of them that has a dark soul. Not one. They're all wonderful people, salt of the earth, mostly in between the ages of 45 to 65. A lot of great-grandmothers, great-grandfathers. I remember this one woman, she was in her late 70s, and when her husband passed, she sold her home in the city, and she bought a little farm with 10 acres. And she was just going out to all the local thrift shops and buying clothes and natural fabrics for men, women, and children in all sizes, sleeping bags, this, that, organizing all of this. She's been doing all of this. I asked her, I said, are you doing it for your family? And she said, no, my family thinks I'm as crazy as a peach orchard boar. I'm doing it because I know God's going to bring people to my doorstep and I need to help them. And these are the kinds of folks that I've come across and have really come to admire and respect quite a bit. So they're the ones that are, you know, going to want to persevere and move on. But most people will, most of your listeners are going to hear this and they'll blow it off and go on for the rest of the day. And, you know, if in time that proves to be unwise, well, don't worry about it. That's just human nature.
Well, no, basically you're talking about a couple of years from now. It could be sooner or later or what?
Well, this is a slow motion train wreck. What we're going to have is, first off, what we are seeing is anomalous weather patterns, a lot of more seismicity and volcanism, larger events, but also we're seeing a dramatic uptick in the number of meteor observations. They're starting to come in hot and heavy. You got to ask yourself the question, what's throwing the rocks at us? For example, in February of this year, February 15th, NASA had everybody, after weeks of media blitz, talking about an asteroid called 2012 DA14. And it was supposed to fly through some sort of keyhole. And if it did, then it would come around and threaten the Earth. Well, the flyby of the asteroid was a very boring non-event. On the same day, out of the blue, nobody saw it coming, the Chelyabinsk meteorite. And it hit in the Urals. When it air bursted, it detonated, releasing the equivalent of 20 Hiroshima atomic bombs. That much energy. 20 atomic bombs. Now, it caused a lot of damage. A lot of people had to get medical care because they were looking out the windows and got a face full of glass. But it was just something where if it had airbursted over a major city like Chicago or Denver or Los Angeles, what would an airburst of 20 Hiroshima atomic bombs do to a city like that? You know, you'd have a devastating amount of death. And what people have to understand is that we don't have all, NASA doesn't have all these asteroids mapped out the city killer size. They've maybe got 1 in 10, maybe 1 in 10. So this thing came in and everybody was climbing on NASA's back. How come you didn't see it coming? How come you had us look in the wrong direction? And finally, NASA, after a lot of waffling, said, you know what? We don't have any telescopes pointed towards the sun, and this thing came out of the sun. All right? So what you got to do is pray. And that's it. And once NASA said pray, that was the end of the questioning. So what we're looking at right now is a mini constellation that is on the other side of the sun, the direction from which the Chelyabinsk meteor came from. And we're tracking it. We have got imagery where it's been observed. But again, you know, this is like ufology, all right? There are mountains.
Hold the thought. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment. Marshall Masters here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Marshall Masters. Marshall, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get your book, get your information?
Yes, visit my website at youwusa.com. That's youwusa.com. Or you can also go to twosunsinthesky.com. And let's spell it all out. Twosunsinthesky.com.
All right, fine. Well, are we talking maybe 2016, 2018? Do we know when the major effect is going to come on the Earth? Or do we? Can we have any idea how soon this would be?
Well, it's what's going to happen is this is going to roll out in stages. It's not something that is going to happen suddenly and then the dust will settle in a few weeks and then we move on. We're looking at a slow motion train wreck that could take as much as a decade. All right. And there were predictions we had on this, and frankly, our predictions in the past were based on known objects like comets, moons, planets. This thing doesn't move like anything we know. So it's coming up. It's in a shallow ascent from the southern skies. And what we're seeing right now are the initial effects of it. We're seeing the weather weirding. We're seeing extremely bizarre solar behavior. We're seeing a dramatic uptick, particularly since 2010. And I'm talking about a huge uptick in the number of meteors, the size of meteors, meteors large enough to be seen in multiple states. All of this is, these trends are coming. So what we're likely going to start seeing is impact events. Also, this mini constellation is surrounded by a dust cloud, an iron dust cloud. We'll come into contact with that, and then we'll probably see this object. It's going to transit. It's going to be transiting behind the sun for some time, for about a year. And then when it pops, it's going to pop up pretty suddenly. But in the meantime, we're going to have a tremendous amount of horrific solar storms. If you read your Bible, when I started doing this, I was a born hard geek. I was not a religious person. I've always believed in God. But I think in terms of Christian eschatology, when it's analyzed, there is tremendous amount of information that talks about this object, which is, by the way, it was called the Destroyer by the ancient Hebrews and the Egyptians. And depending on which version of the Holy Bible you read, it'll say Destroyer or it'll say something else. The newer ones tend to go back to the etymology of the words and they'll use Destroyer. It was also called Frightener, Marduk, the Red Comet, Hercobalus. There are many different names for it because there's a lot of folklore on this object, which comes through every 3,600 years. It was described by Zachariah Sitchin in his book, The 12th Planet. He has a whole series of books that was he translated ancient Sumerian rolls. Sumer was the first civilization on Earth. And so they talk about this planet Nibiru. And so there's a tremendous amount of history on it, but it's something where we're already seeing that it's affecting us. It's affecting our weather as it is affecting the weather on the other planets. For example, Mars has had global warming that if we had that same extent of global warming on Earth, we would now be extinct as a species. It's been that dramatic. You look at Jupiter, loses a big band. Now it's coming back a little bit in a smaller band. But then they look at Neptune, they look at Uranus. You look at all of the planets in the system, and they're all being affected in very similar ways. Every atmosphere is being affected. These are the early signs. So as this goes on, what we're going to see more of will be more meteors. I think the first thing that we'll eventually know that we've got a real problem is that there will be a Chelyabinsk type of meteor, a city killer that is going to strike, and there will be a loss of life, a significant loss of life. That'll get everybody's attention for a little while, and then as always things do, that people just will move on from that, and they're not going to consider the longer-term consequences. What will happen next is the iron dust. If you go back and you read the 10 plagues of Exodus, because this object is the object that caused the sinking of Atlantis, it caused the Noah's flood or the great deluge. and it also caused the 10 plagues of Exodus. You take the 10 plagues out of allegorical order and you put it in scientific order, it makes perfect sense. Now, the first one is you turn the water red, right? Okay, blood red. Let's talk about that. How does that happen? Go to a brickyard and say, how do you make those lovely little red fire bricks that I want to use for decorative for the house, whatnot? And they'll say, well, we take our standard brick mixture and we throw iron in it, and the iron turns it red. Well, we have an iron dust cloud around a brown dwarf. Brown dwarf is the sun. It's the companion sun to Sol. It's very much smaller. And it is an object that has enough mass to ignite, but it doesn't, can't maintain a nuclear furnace, if you will, like our own sun. So it's more like a hot coal in the barbecue. And although it can sustain life, brown dwarfs, if there's something close enough to it, it can sustain life on those, give off enough heat and light. But for us, at a distance, it's very difficult to see it. And when this comes around, it will pop into view. It will, that's what the ancients always say, is that when it does appear, it appears suddenly. The Hopi used an expression, it unmasks. They have the blue Kachina prophecy. Blue Kachina and the red Kachina. The blue Kachina is the harbinger object, and the red Kachina is the one that really causes the damage. And so it's coming in. We're going to see some of the smaller objects, some of its planets or moons. There are people that, you know, we were observing, we were really fortunate. We found a feed in Turrialba volcano, which is in Costa Rica. It's around 11,000 feet with a, you know, beautiful view out to the west. And we spent several months tracking an object, which I dubbed Blue Bonnet, which is uncatalogued. And, we amassed, hundreds of images of that. But again, it goes back to this same problem of ufology. You can have mountains and mountains of evidence, but if people don't want to believe it, if it's cognitive dissonance, you know, don't confuse me with facts, I've already made up my mind, then it's pointless. People will just say, well, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. And, which is why I like those folks that, the seekers of truth, the ones that have had dreams, visions, premonitions, and epiphanies, because they've had an emotional experience that really got them passed out.
Hold that thought, we'll be right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! With winter approaching, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is cold. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position, and wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a great and safe fall and upcoming winter season. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Marshall Masters, presenting the concept on Planet X. Well, how is this going to impact on the American people? Is it going to be simply dramatic weather changes? Are there going to be massive tidal waves? Are there going to be earthquakes? How is this going to impact on the public and devastate them?
Everything you've said and more. This is going to be end of life as we know it. It's not going to be the end of us, but it will be the end of life as we know it. And all it takes is a sequence of events. Our civilization is very fragile. And we don't think of it that way, but it is. And if you have a massive solar flare that pops off, recently the sun has woken up and we've been tracking X-class flares. If that's Earth-directed and it has the wrong polarity, wow, you know, that could take down the grids. That is a real concern. What people don't know is back in 2008, NASA, JAXA, ESA, they put up a flotilla of space-based observatories. I'm talking about a flotilla. This was a level of effort like haven't seen it since Mercury 7. And what they're looking for is the sniffle before the sneeze. You know, when do they know to shut down the power grid so that they don't take the hit? We get a storm that comes out of nowhere. It's Earth directed, and it hits while the grids are up. Then these huge transformers go down. Power goes down. Our civilization is really, and we also have to deal with the issue of energy as not only in terms of the power grid, but also in terms of petroleum. You know, it's not an issue of, are we going to run out of oil and gas? That's not the issue. The issue is, do we run out of oil infrastructure, terminals, refineries, pipelines, distribution? Those things start shutting down, then petroleum becomes black goo in the ground. And we go back to, you know, the 1900s in terms of how our society is going to be organized.
Now, this would be because the electric grid shut down. Is that what you're speaking of?
It would be electric grid getting shut down because we get hit with a solar storm that is going to be absolutely massive. There will be massive storms. They're going to force us underground. And this is going to set off all kinds of problems. You're going to have that much energy hitting the earth. It's going to go, the earth is like a tea kettle. So you turn up the heat, you turn up the radiation, things are going to happen. Think about the movie 2012. You know, what they were saying, the neutrinos were behaving differently and it heated up the core of the planet and that's what caused the problems in that movie. So the solar driven, This is a solar-driven event, and for those that follow the sun's behavior right now is completely bizarre. No one, all of the predictions that have been made by the governments and the science have all failed them. It is just inexplicable behavior. It is one of the reasons why we're having this bizarre weather weirding. And there's actually concerns that we could wind up going not into global warming, but into a mini ice age. And so all of these things are happening. These are precursors to the main events. When this comes through, this Planet X system comes through, which will be in a few years from now. And right now it's coming up from the southern skies. It'll come to its closest point to the sun, point of perihelion. Then it'll arc over and head back out again, down into the southern skies. Well, when that happens, here's where the rub is. Is it going to be on our side of the sun, or is it going to be on the other side of the sun where it is right now? And right now, the evidence is pointing towards that this it's going to arc over us. It's not going to hit us. We're going to get hit. We're going to be pelted with a lot of impact events from meteors coming in. This thing is, it's got a huge dirty field that precedes it and follows it. And so long before it's actually directly a threat to us, we're already getting the, you know, we're getting the early love letters, so to speak. But if it's coming through, then it could, on our side of the sun, that's where it could just tidal gravitational forces alone. Now, people don't realize is that our moon is really the reason why we have such a wonderful little planet. And if our moon was to disappear tomorrow, the entire surface of the Earth would collapse 18 inches. That's how much gravitation the moon is putting on the Earth. It's actually putting, our moon puts more gravitational forces on the Earth than the sun does. And so you have another massive object that's coming along. It locks on to the lithosphere, the outer skin of the planet, and it pulls it around. And then you have a pole shift event, which would be like what Edgar Cayce is talking about, where it's the lithosphere is pulled around by a few degrees. And then that is going to cause the oceans to come out of their basins, which is what happened during Noah's flood. And in that event, then anyone that's living along coastal areas anywhere in the world is a bone to be chewed, but also in other major bodies. For example, up in Canada, if you're living around the Great Lakes in Canada, you're seeing these little orange and black signs on all the light stands. They're called EDRs, emergency detour routes, and they have a direction. Go this way to safety. And we've actually had some folks that went out there and drove those signs. And in every case, all of the signs lead away from major bodies of water. And they direct people to any place where there's any kind of elevation, any kind of elevation.
How high along the coast here would people have to be before they would not have to worry? But if we were 1,000 feet, would be safe, or 2,000 feet?
Well, I think that here, in particularly for people that are living in Santa Cruz, Monterey Bay, I think if there's a major quake, something happens, first thing, start heading for the hills. I am serious. Head for the hills. Think about the Sumatra superquake and tsunami. Who did all the dying? The ignorant, stupid natives, as we like to call them? No, they were all running uphill screaming, "Feet don't fail me now."
Marshall, we're out of time.
We'll have
here.
To continue. You need to get above UC.
Hey, thanks for being with us. Bye-bye. Talk to you later.
Okay.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about Planet X, but I think that our guest this morning has done a lot of research on this. I do know my friend Bob Fletcher has researched it. They believe this is a real phenomenon. The information is being suppressed. What do we know for certain? We know that the elite have laid in tremendous supplies of food for themselves. We know that they've laid in 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition, enough to fight a whole war with. And basically, I believe this is for their protection. We know they have underground facilities. And certainly, Jesse Ventura, Alex Jones, Joel Skousen, and my friend Bob Fletcher have written about this. Something's there. They know something big is going to happen. We're just going to have to wait and see what does transpire. But under many circumstances, there is a very real threat from an EMP attack. We do have a four-tape set going into this, four-CD set, and a DVD. And, of course, it could either be from the sun or from an EMP attack. But difficult times lie ahead, and you should be making your preparations. Hope and pray that nothing happens, but in case it does, remember, far better to make your preparations and not have anything happen than not to make your preparations, because 1 second after, why, it's going to be too late to make any preparations. So basically, we'd like to get the material we have on this subject, the threat of an EMP attack, either the DVD or the CDs. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We hope you'll listen to our radio programs at RadioLiberty.com. They're available on the Internet 4 hours a day, actually 5 hours if you consider this. Of this program, and they're archived there for 6 weeks. It's important that you realize that there may be a major problem. Certainly, we're not being told the truth by the controlled media, and the media is tightly and rigidly controlled. If you doubt that, you need to get our four CD sets on the media. You need to get the book we carry entitled "The New Media Monopolies," written by a left-wing professor, and although his conclusions are wrong, he's absolutely right about the fact that the media